Real quick, before we take your calls, I teased it going into the break, so I just want to follow through on that. David Ortiz is in the Hall of Fame, blah, 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 blah. We're not having that conversation. We're not debating the merits of his career versus everyone else's career. I just have a question for you, Evan.
Yes.
Because you and I are fundamentally opposed in this one particular area where I acknowledge I don't care, mm-hmm. and you acknowledge that you care very much.
I do.
About who gets in, who doesn't get in, the whole process the Hall of Fame. And listen, a lot of people feel the same way you do, and there's some people that feel the way I do. My question for you, and you can only speak for yourself, but I'm assuming this will be the same for many people who feel the way you do. You know in your heart of hearts, we're going to use Bonds for this example, that Barry Bonds is maybe the greatest player you've ever seen play. I think you said that yesterday.
Yes,
that
he's the greatest baseball player I've ever seen. Yes.
So you know that. Mm-hmm. His career speaks for itself. Why does it bother you, like on a personal level, that he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame?
There's two reasons. And one of which I think you'll really understand. The other one you'll roll your eyes at. So I'll give you the roll your eyes
Do that one first.
All right. I'm a diehard baseball fan. I have great respect for the Hall of Fame. I go there every 2-3 years. And I just believe he is a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Simple as that. And there are guys in the Hall of Fame that I believe are not Hall of Famers. So it's just as simple, I know he is, I think he is, he should be honored the way that most of us, and I think it's most of us, believe he should be honored. Now, I'd write on the plaque, by the way, I've always said this, put these guys in, and then on the plaque, write, there are questions about his steroid use, blah, 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 blah. So I'm all game for that. So it's just a very, I'm a diehard baseball fan. It's my favorite sport. I love the museum. I go there every few years. It's on my avatar now where I'm covering up Robin Roberts' name, first name. So it says Evan Roberts. I love it, and I know it's right. But the reason why a lot of other people get annoyed, and it's the same reason why you get annoyed at something as stupid as the sexual orientation of an M&M. You don't really care about the M&M. You care about hypocrisy. You care about things that you know are just stupid or wrong. There's a lot of people out there right now that at the end of the day don't feel about baseball the way I do. They don't go to the museum as much as I do. But you know what they hate just like you hate? They hate hypocrisy. And so when they see David Ortiz get into the Hall of Fame, when he failed a drug test, even though there were questions about that drug test, and they see Barry Bonds kept out, and they see guys like Albert Bell kept out because writers didn't like them, and they see Curt Schilling kept out because he's a bad guy on Twitter, that pisses people off because it's hypocrisy. It's hypocritical. And so it's the same reason why you will get annoyed about a story that at the end of the day you don't really care about.
Right.
But you get annoyed based on, oh my God, look how woke this is or whatever.
Yeah.
It's the same reason.
I buy that. I buy it.
I knew you'd buy that.
No, I do. I buy it completely.
Thank you.
It's why most people, whether you like this guy getting in or that guy getting in, the one thing that seems to be universal amongst the fans is a tremendous dislike for the writers that vote.
Okay.
Right? It seems that way. Craig, like the writer's defense is going to be, well, hey, more than 60% of us did vote for Barry Bonds to get in. So the majority of us agree with the public.
Okay.
But I think the public now, over the last 5, 10 years, whatever it is, has universally grown to dislike the writers that vote.
You're 100% right. But guess what? I don't know how many people have brought this up, but it's very important to bring up because we're going to get an answer to that question. There's a committee called the Today's Game Era Committee. It's a 16-member body comprised of Hall of Fame baseball players, baseball executives, and a couple of veteran media writers. And every 5 years, they meet twice, and they vote on the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
They're going to meet in December of this year. There's a really good chance Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are going to be on that ballot.
Now, how do you get on that ballot? Is anyone that's retired automatically on the ballot after 5 years?
You will have to have contributed to the game of baseball between 1988 and 2016.
Okay, so that's so right.
You need to have been off the ballot. So Bonds and Clemens qualify.
So you have to be off the actual ballot, which those guys
through
are
the
now
10
off,
years, not through less than 5%.
Got it, go.
So, for example, a few years ago, Albert Bell was on that ballot. Harold Baines was on that ballot.
Okay, I got you.
The people voting are Hall of Famers. Rod Carew's going to vote. Ozzie Smith is going to vote. Sandy Alderson is going to vote. So for everyone, myself included, who are pissed off at the writers and say, it's the writers, they're old, they're white, they don't understand. Okay, I kind of agree with you to a certain extent. Well, it's game on. Because when 16 legends vote and you need 12 of 16, same 75%, okay. Right. And we're no longer blaming the boogeyman, we're no longer blaming Ken Davidoff, nothing personal. I think he voted for Bonds.
Okay.
Just thought of him.
Yeah.
What are we going to say if they don't get in?
Okay.
Well, what are we going to say if Ozzie Smith says no?
Yeah.
What are we going to say if Rod Carew says no? What are we going to say when a veteran manager or a general manager like Walt Jocketty says no? I mean, I think this is fascinating. I think this is so much more interesting than the writers' stuff.
And those guys vote every year as well, or every couple of years?
There are different committees. The committee we talk.
Just use that one.
Yeah, the one we care about?
Yeah.
Like, no offense to Gil Hodges. No, that's how Gil got in.
Right.
On, I think it was the Golden Era Committee.
Okay.
We're talking about the Today's Game Era Committee. They're going to meet in December.
But do they meet every year?
No, they meet twice every 5 years.
Oh, okay. So it's not an every year thing.
It's not an every year thing.
So they meet essentially every year and a half or so.
This December, they're going to meet. It's coming up. I mean, 11
every two
months
and
from
half
now.
Years. Pardon me.
They're going to meet in December. What's going to happen?
Interesting.
No, dude, I have no idea. But
yeah.
It's very, and I won't do this
anymore.
I think
Bonds will get in.
Well,
Clemens will get in.
What if he doesn't? We all have spent so much time ripping the boogeyman, the
and
writers.
By the way, I'm sorry.
What
is
if
that
it's
a
not
one
them?
Shot deal? You don't get in, you don't, that's it?
No, that's not, I think.
So you're eligible whenever they meet.
Yeah, I think you can be on the ballot numerous times.
Got it.
But look who's voting
that
now.
That'll be interesting.
So who's voting
I'm
now.
I'm actually more interested in that than I am what happened yesterday.
100%. Because you know what?
Because those are their peers.
The debate from yesterday is old. We all kill the boogeyman. We all hate the writers. They're all old and stupid. They don't cover baseball anymore. I'm over it.
Well, that
they
is a good one. There are guys that vote who don't cover baseball.
I get it. And I you know what? I agree with people's take on it, but I'm over it now. Now let's see what Ozzie Smith has to say.
Right.
What are we going to say if Ozzie Smith says no?
Is that vote made public?
That's a great question. So what we get is the final vote.
They obviously
I don't
tell you
think
who gets
we
in,
know.
But...
Yeah, we know how many votes they get. So, for example, Don Mattingly was on one of the ballots a few years ago. And I know there's a lot of passionate Yankee fans in this town who to this day believe Don Mattingly is a Hall of Famer. I respect that.
Sure.
Don has a new way to get in. He didn't get in, and he wasn't close.
Got it.
So, and by the way, you know who else is going to be on that ballot that's going to interest more New Yorkers than Barry Bonds? George M. Steinbrenner.
Hmm.
He was on the last modern day ballot, did not get in, did not get the 12 votes needed to get in. Harold Baines got in, and you know there were accusations. Oh, it's because Tony La Russa's his buddy. So, no matter who votes, we get pissed off at the voters and claim there's some kind of hypocrisy.
Has anyone ever gotten in through that Today's Game Committee unanimous?
I'd have to go back and look. I know that's how Harold Baines got in recently. I don't know if it was unanimous. But again, it's only 16 people. So unlike this ballot that we talked about yesterday where there's hundreds and hundreds of writers, it's 16 voters. Now, what I'm trying to figure out...
Do the voters change every 2 years?
I was just about to say, I'm trying to figure out if it's the same 16 guys each time.
Got it.
I know who the 16 guys were last time. I mentioned a few of them already. Sandy Alderson, Walt Jocketty, Rod Carew, Ozzie Smith, George Brett, I think, was up there.
Okay.
So a really eclectic mix of, hey, all-time greats.
Executives, players,
and three writers, I think.
Got it. Like a Bill Madden might be on that, no?
Yeah, I mean,
I know he votes for the regular one, but... All right, so that'd be interesting.
I think that's fascinating because we're all mad at the writers, but what happens if they don't get in now without the writers?
Then you'll be less mad at the writers, I guess. You know, if the peers speak and say no, that carries a lot more weight than some jerk-off who's sitting in his basement on an old typewriter saying, I'm not putting you in because I don't like you.
Yeah.
Or I'm making a judgment on what I think was wrong for the game. Or whatever the case
may be. But Craig, I've heard a lot of people say, and I understand the suggestion, players should be able to vote. All right, let the players vote. Do we honestly think all players are going to vote for these guys?
No.
There's going to be players who say, F them. I didn't like Bonds. He was a jerk.
Well, especially a guy that played clean.
Yeah, a guy who played clean.
If you're a guy that played clean and your numbers are not, let's even say borderline Hall of Fame, but you know you're not going to get in, you might be pissed that you played against guys that you know were cheating, whose numbers are better than you. You're not going to vote for those guys.
No doubt. And you also may just be pissed because you didn't like the guy. You know, writers are humans too. So as much as we hate that they vote based on who they liked, you don't think players would do that? You don't think broadcasters would do that?
I think it's human nature.
You don't think Craig Carton would do that?
Well, I would never do that.
No, never.
No. I would take my voting responsibilities seriously, and I would vote based on facts, not emotion.
Okay.
But I'm special in that regard.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You wronged me once. You'll never get in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
I would be the first guy to do that, too.
Of course you would.
I would call you up and say, guess who's in charge now? Yeah.
Exactly.
I remember what you wrote about me 19 years ago. You're never getting in.
That's why, as much as we hate the writers for holding vendettas, you don't think players hold vendettas too?
Of course. They should. Colby's in Brooklyn on the fan. Colby, what's good, Cookie?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
So,
Craig, real quick, I owe you an apology from 13 years ago.
Okay.
It was the one and only time I called into the morning show. I was at Syracuse at the time, and it was about 3 days before I graduated, and I thought I had a really cogent point to make at 9 in the morning, and I fell flat on my face. So,
Listen, I remember that call, and I do accept your apology.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Really quick, I totally agree on the biggest issue is the hypocrisy of the process, not so much the outrage as to whether or not we know these guys were good enough. Evan, you'll know this. If you go to the Hall of Fame, those guys are already in it.
In the museum portion. In the museum portion. Absolutely, yes. Yes.
So here's my question. I mean, the museum, and if I'm way off on this, correct me, don't they set the policy as to the writers who get to vote for who gets the plaques? And if so, I would imagine there's enough people in the museum that say, hey, these guys are already in. Like, can't we just fundamentally change the policy so that we get these guys into the final?
You know what's funny? And this has, I mean, it's been talked about a little bit. I know we haven't brought it up, but the Baseball Hall of Fame changed a policy a few years ago that really did in Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. And this was not the writers. This was, I think, the Hall of Fame. They went from 15 years on the ballot to 10. And the reason that's a big deal is Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens very slowly were trending up. And there's reason to believe that by the time we got to year 12, 13, 14, 15, they may have gotten in because some of the older, more bitter writers were dropping off and they were being replaced by younger, I don't want to use the word progressive because that's not the right word. Younger, younger, less bitter writers. That's why I think we've seen an uptick. So if they were on the ballot for a few more years, I think they may have gotten in. And that was a Hall of Fame decision.
Now, they did not get more votes this time than last time. And Schilling dropped off the map this time compared to last time.
So the Schilling thing is a little weird. Couple of things. I'm bothered by that because, to me, whatever Curt Schilling says about politics or the world, as vile as you may think it is or I may think it is, it's irrelevant. I did hear a few writers say Curt Schilling asked to be off the ballot.
He did.
So I'm honoring his wishes by not voting for him.
All right, that's a bit of a cop-out, but yes, he did say, you know, because he's one of those guys that he's fed up with it, and he wants to be in control. So rather than deal with the ignominy of not getting in before on your last year on a ballot, you say, I don't want to get in.
Right.
That way you're the only reason I didn't get in is because I told him not to vote for me. I have no interest in your Hall of Fame.
There's one thing you said, though, that was right, but it's not right anymore. Anonymity.
No. The ignominy.
Indignity of not getting in.
Yeah. Woo!
The other thing that happened is you said something and you were right. Barry Bonds was hated. Why do we love him? I give you an answer that you'll buy. I'll never forget being in Philadelphia when Bonds was there and people threw syringes on the field.
Yep.
They treated him like the biggest heel going. The reason he turned face, well, he's a good guy now, is because we now realize that Barry Bonds was treated incredibly unfair. He was looked at as the face of steroids. Why? Everybody was doing it. So many players were doing it. We later found that out. And I think a part of us look back at Bonds and say, why did we treat him like crap? Why did we treat him like the most evil, reprehensible human being? Quite frankly, he didn't deserve it. And quite frankly, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa are not not a patch on the fanny of Barry Bonds. And we all know it now. We all know how much better he was than those guys. And so I think there's a part of us that look back at Barry Bonds and say, he's not the ultimate heel. He's actually a face who got hosed for no reason. No reason. He did steroids, Evan. 80% of baseball was doing steroids. And yet, Craig, he was the only one standing there in Philadelphia with syringes being thrown at him. The same fans that glorified Lenny Dykstra and loved him. The same fans who went on and rooted for many a steroid guy. And when I look back at that day, I say, he didn't deserve that. He just didn't.